This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
It's 7:47. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning to you. Joining us this morning is Yigal Marcus. He's a member of the Republican Overseas Party. And we wanted to get an update as to what's happening in Israel, but of course also to get a response to the win from Mamdani's win. And we have spoken, as you know, with Shabbos Kestenbaum earlier this morning, with David May from Washington, with Brooke Spector from the Daily Maverick. And we've been getting your reaction. Yigal Marcus, good morning. Give us your reaction to the somewhat historical event in New York City.
Good morning. Thank you for having me with you, as always. I think there are two ways to look at the situation, one as a Republican and one as a Jew. We'll start with my Republican hat. The win was surreal. You know, New York is the financial capital of the world, at least until today. It is, unfortunately, where 9/11 occurred. It is where, you know, you have the largest Jewish community outside of Israel. And for this this city to elect somebody who is a virulent anti-Semite, somebody who is a Marxist communist, and somebody who has zero experience running anything, is just indicative of just how enmeshed in this leftism New York has become. Really the leader of leftism now in the United States of America. And so what we're looking at, I think, is a generational transition of the city. You know, we've had bad mayors before with bad policies, but we haven't had mayors with an ideology, a very sick ideology that in history has always proven to be both a failing policy, but also a very dangerous policy for Jews. And so what we're seeing is this generational shift. And let's not trick ourselves. Enough damage can be done over the next 4 years that could permanently undermine New York City, and certainly prevent it from rebounding to once again becoming that great city that we all knew years ago. So it's, from a Republican perspective, it is a very sad and sobering day for America and for certainly our party. And from a Jewish perspective, if I can, what I would say is, you know, after everything that's happened these last few years, this win is so surreal that you have to have a confidence that God knows exactly. We know that God knows exactly what he's doing.
You know what? I love that approach. I like that. Because it doesn't make sense otherwise.
It doesn't make sense otherwise. And so this is another, this is another piece of the chessboard that's being moved. You know, for the last few years, with everything Israel has gone through and the anti-Semitism that has risen literally all over the world, including and especially New York City, that has mostly gone unchecked, New York is the largest Jewish community outside of Israel, anywhere in the world. And so having this surreal moment of having this Islamist, anti-Semite, virulent, Jew hater become mayor is, I think, another move in the chess game that God has done. And the question is, how will the Jewish community react? Many will move to Florida. Many will, like we saw yesterday with Satmar endorsing him, they'll line up and put their hands out and hoping they can get free stuff. And hopefully many, many will realize the golden age of the Jew in America is coming to an end, if it hasn't ended already, and it's time to move on. And quite frankly, in Israel, where I am, we welcome you with open arms. We can build something. We can continue to build something very special here. Come join us and build a great future. And what America chooses to do is up to them. But we can do something very special here together.
We often talk about the signs are clear, but the reality is that I'm speaking to you from Johannesburg, where we've had a virulently agenda-driven anti-Israel / anti-Semitic ANC government for a while. The city of Johannesburg has had mayors that have been completely agenda-driven in terms of ideology, which is why the city's crumbling. And yet here we still are. So I just wonder how much of it, I mean, yes, a lot of Jews have left South Africa, and of course that's a very real factor. But I just wonder how this actually translates, or if we just kind of get used to living in a new reality. And as Jews, even more so, because we just hear the words of our grandparents and great-grandparents who say, well, you know, this shouldn't come as a surprise. This is our lived reality.
Yeah, I think it's a good question. And I think that you almost have to go back to history to understand how have Jews done in communist Marxist, with communist Marxist leadership. Jews are always targeted because we tend to have more because we've been more successful as a people. And so we become targets. And so what I think you're going to find in New York City is a mayor who's going to strip as much funding from Jewish communities as he possibly can, certainly from charter schools, certainly from any assistance you get, otherwise in Jewish communities. You're going to see many, many, many people, Jewish or not, leave the city, many of them the richest, because taxes are going to have to come up to pay for the free busing and the free food and the free this and the free that he wants to offer. What that means is that your tax base, the amount of revenue that New York City is going to generate, is going to go down, and that's going to force them to issue more bonds, and the cost of those bonds is going to go up, so that you have a permanent debt service to those bonds that are going to support the deficits that Mamdani is going to generate. And that means that living in New York City is going to become much more expensive, much less safe, because budgets have to cut. And guess what? NYPD, New York Police Department budgets are going to get cut. And so you see a cycle of potential things happening that will really endanger Jews in New York City. And so they have two options. They can actually allow reality to face them and make decisions about their future, or to your point, that they can figure out in their minds how to become okay with a future of much more anti-Semitism, of really stripping all the services that they've become reliant on, that New York City provides, with harder jobs to get. And if you get a job, you're still going to have a total tax income tax bill of, well over 50%. So at some point, you got to wonder, what are you staying there for? There are other places where you could thrive. Why would you stay there? And I think that's where we're headed. And it's so sad to watch, the Satmar who came out and endorsed Mamdani. It's like, what in the world are they thinking? What are they thinking? I can't explain it.
Because this is meant to be the Israel Report, even though this is such an interesting and relevant conversation, let's look at how this could potentially impact impact Israel, because we've heard him talk about the fact that one of the technions will not have a relationship with Israel. He'll cut that relationship, or he won't support. He's going to very, very clearly not protect Jews on campuses with the anti-Semitic and anti-Israel agendas. He's said that he will arrest Netanyahu if he comes to New York. How is this likely to manifest in a practical way with regard to the relationship between Israel and New York? Of course, also tourism, because Israelis love to travel, and they love to travel to New York.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're exactly right about that. I think obviously this is very bad. Let's not sugarcoat it. This is not good for Israel. New York remains the financial capital of the world. All the Wall Street firms, including my own, have either offices or their headquarters in New York City. And having a mayor who can fundamentally impact how they do business is scary. And again, I do expect a lot of them to leave because it just doesn't make sense, you know, with the kind of fundamental fiscal changes they're going to have to take place in order to fund his crazy ideology and his agenda. But I agree with you that this is not good for anything. A lot of what he's saying he can't implement, but a lot of it he can. And New York is host to some of the greatest universities, and we have great partnerships there. And so once again, this is another Islamist strategy of trying to BDS Israel and to shut down any Israeli academic partnerships with great universities. It's part of the plan that they've been implementing for 75 years. This is another huge step forward. I mean, think about it. It's insane. It's insane that 24 years after 9/11, an Islamist sympathizer is now the mayor of the city. It's insane.
It's inconceivable. It's
inconceivable.
It really is.
And that's my point.
Yeah.
It's so surreal. It's so surreal that you have to have the emuna that there is a greater plan here. And the end of the story, we're only in the middle of the story, but at the end of this, I think it's going to be great for the Jewish people, but it's going to be painful
along the way.
But I do think along the way. Yeah. Yeah.
What's interesting is that although you represent Republican overseas and you're part of that, part of the Republican organization or party, I mentioned to our listeners a couple of days ago that to some extent this might well be a win for the Republicans, considering that it's very clear how this is going to go. And perhaps, although it's at the cost and price of a very significant price to the people of New York, surely this is a critical moment and potentially a positive moment for the Republicans.
Look, I hope that's correct, but I don't wish it. And this is not what I would have hoped. I don't think putting a great city like New York at risk of fundamental change is the way to advance anybody's ideology. I do think that the world will be watching and America will be watching. And what will likely happen is that he's going to fail because Marxism and communism fails, especially in a capitalist country. And America will reject it. And Trump's going to do everything in his power to protect capitalism and reject Mamdani Yamach Shimo's terrible ideology. But I do think that what will happen is, because this is a playbook, is the blame will be turned. So he'll fail, but instead of accepting responsibility, he'll blame the Jews, he'll blame people who have money, he'll blame the Republicans, he'll blame, and he feeds the same animal, so to speak, that got him elected. It just fuels that anger. And so they're very good. I mean, just look at other communists and Marxists that have come up in history. They understand how to tap into a populist sentiment and ultimately turn that against the people. So if Mamdani's first 4 years are a complete failure in America and New York falls apart, he'll continue to blame and say, you know who's to blame? They're to blame. And anytime you have a society where blaming is how you advance yourself, that is very, very bad for the Jewish people.
That is where we leave it. A very, very interesting conversation. Thank you for that. That was Yigal Marcus, member of the Republican Overseas, speaking to us from Israel this morning.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.